Growth hormones make growths in your body. So the first thing you have to stop when it comes to the food program is hormones and steroids used in animal foods that will give you cancer and help your cancer grow, will feed your cancer. I mean, come on, this isn't some radical new age stuff here. Hormones make your body develop cancer and make that cancer spread. What does a doctor do often when you have rapidly spreading cancer but put you on hormone suppressive drugs? What does a doctor do to you ladies if you've been on Premarin for years? Estrogen, made from horse pee. And after a few years on it, you develop a cancer. What does the doctor do? Immediately takes you off of that because it causes cancer. It increases your cancer risk. Buy a PDR if you're taking any drugs and look your drugs up. And if you look under Premarin, it will tell you that a postmenopausal woman using Premarin for more than 1 year has a 5 to 15 times greater risk of cancer. The drug is giving you cancer. Drugs cause cancer. I'm always a little leery when someone's coming at the front. See if they have a gun. Could be from the pharmaceutical industry. I was speaking at a crowd of about 30,000 at a garlic festival. And I guess you were supposed to talk about everything with garlic except how it heals you. And I got up to talk for 15 minutes on how garlic medicinally will heal you. And a man, and there was a hospital in the background. And it was great because I was really yelling about garlic healing cancer and destroying tumors. And a man attacked the stage and got through security and took down all the sound equipment, and they arrested him. And he had just been through chemotherapy. And he was so enraged by all the torture he'd gone through when I was announcing that garlic is natural chemotherapy and can cure your cancer. So I have to watch. I got his handcuffs off. He was just, you know, I had to change his attitude. He needed an enema. Diethyl stibesterol. We know that causes cancer. It was outlawed in the beef industry. There's still residues found in animal production today. Farmers do illegal things and use things they're not supposed to. Women with breast cancer, these residues are found in their breast tissue. PCBs and DDTs and diethylstibesterol. Animal food is, you know, they say 70% of cancers can be caused by our diet. Well, the biggest factor in our diet is animal food. We got to stop it. Just got to stop eating animals. When I was over in Europe, Israel was alarmed at the skyrocketing cancer rates in that country, especially breast cancer. So the government banned almost all the pesticides, insecticides, and hormones and steroids used in animal food and in animal milk. And in 5 years, the breast cancer rate in Israel has dropped 30%. It's the only country of the world where breast cancer has gone down. Does that tell us anything? Maybe they have a government in Israel that is a little more concerned or less wrapped up with a mega industry that's hurting people. And they're asking other countries in America, why aren't you doing the same? We have now reduced breast cancer 30% in 5 years. Isn't that telling the world something? Even your herbal program can be carcinogenic. You have to look everywhere. Insecticides, pesticides, sprays. I've been a big promoter of organics in the herbal industry for the last 10 years. And I can tell you it has awarded me with lawsuits, personal attacks, physical attacks, verbal attacks from almost all my colleagues in the herbal industry. Because I suggested that people use organic and wildcrafted herbs. The majority of herbs sold in America, the vast majority, are gassed with a gas called EO or ethylene oxide. Ethylene oxide, all the herbs are gassed with that because most of these herbs are imported in from other countries and it's used to sterilize the plants. It's also a strong carcinogen and a mutagen, which means that it can mutate your unborn children. I brought this up years ago at herbal meetings and they got together and discussed what the heck to do about Dr. Schultz. This was something they didn't know what to do. How are they going to get by this? The government requires the sterilization. And they figured they had to comply with the government. Yeah, most of you know. He was the worst. He damn near ran off the road in a car screaming at me, telling me that I was going to overburden the organic farmers by letting this information out. I talked to the organic farmers. They didn't care. They said, come on, overburden us a little bit. We could use a little more overburdening, especially around Christmas time. Called me a blithering idiot. Attacked me in about a 12-page letter. Director of the American Botanical Council and editor of what can I say? I got attacked from every herbal person in the United States. Some of them said they didn't want their name associated with mine. Just by letting Americans know that a good portion of the herbs on the market, well over half, unless they say organic and wildcrafted, are gassed with a gas that will cause cancer in your body. And a lot of herbalists said to me, yeah, but those herbs have helped a lot of people. Yeah, got rid of their cold and flu and gave them lung cancer, gave them pancreatic cancer. The cancer rate skyrocketed. We have to stop the toxic chemicals, even in the herbal industry. Another big one in our food, artificial sweeteners. Come on. Every artificial sweetener made to date causes cancer. So they stop making it and come up with a new one with some new name, Jiffy Sweet. And you know what? In 5 years, it'll cause cancer. You can't make an artificial sweetener that's not carcinogenic. Additives, preservatives, coloring, flavor enhancers. I mean, there's besides alcohol, tobacco, and, you know, there's a lot of things in our food program. We have to start being conscious when we go out with that cart. Now, to some of you, this might be overwhelming, this idea of a whole new food lifestyle. To most of you in here, you've already made major changes. My advice is just keep going. Just keep going. Getting healthy is just this. You make a step, and when you feel a little comfortable on that foot, you dare to do this one. And then you kind of keep walking, and pretty soon you're just walking like this. Someone hands you a glass, and I go, I was in my office in my school the other day, and John Rizzo, I said, he hands me something. I go, what's this? And he goes, well, it's beet, spinach, parsley, garlic, and it looked like black mud. And I thought, hey, okay, I'll take that stuff. And I had my juice. Do you know what I mean? It's just one step after another. You just keep going. But you have to make conscious choices. No one's going to make these choices for you. And it starts with your food program. I'm going to give you all the pluses later, but now I'm going through the stops. The second program I want to talk about is your elimination program. We talked about how nutrition gets in your body and what not to take in your body. But now we want to talk about the waste removal of your body and what will cause cancer. We go back to animal foods. I could go on for hours about that. But there's no doubt about it that when animal foods are digested and mixed with your digestive juices, carcinogenic chemicals are released out of the animal food. The Merck Manual, the major manual used by medicine for the diagnosis, prognosis, and treatment of disease. In the 1950s, they stated that 10% of Americans had herniated bowels because of the constipation, expanded ballooned bowels. In the 70s, they said 20%. In the 80s, they said 30%. In the late 80s, they said 45% of Americans had ballooned bowels. And in the latest edition, they say every American, if they live long enough, has herniated intestines called diverticulosis, which is herniation in the bowels. This is due to constipation. When we retain waste material in our body, in our colon, in our liver, in our kidneys, in our lungs, under our skin, it causes cancer. Our body is designed to eliminate waste quickly, effortlessly, and efficiently. And when it doesn't, you get poisoned by the waste in your body. So the first thing to stop doing is eating things that are going to give you cancer. The second thing is to get the waste out of your body, because if it stays in there, it will give you cancer. There were a lot of interesting studies done after the nuclear attack on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. One of them I found very interesting. Certain groups of people died very rapidly, horrible, decaying, painful deaths from the radiation poisoning. Other groups of people did not. They got sick, and maybe they lost their hair, but they were just fine and they lived on. The biggest difference between the two groups was the frequency at which their bowel worked. And it's now known that radiation is a solid. Many radioactive materials are what they call heavy metals, like lead or mercury, or, but we'll talk about like strontium-90, heavy metals. These heavy metals get on food and get on things you eat, and if you only poop once a week, they're going to kill you and rot your guts out and give you cancer. But they won't affect you if you have a bowel movement two or three times a day. So one of the greatest ways to keep you from developing cancer with your elimination is making sure that your body eliminates waste frequently. The storage of waste in your body will cause cancer in your body. Will give you cancer. Movement and circulation. You know, we've heard if you rest, you rust. Well, my patients that rusted grew cancer. When you sit with people right across from them for 20 years on a clinical level, you learn a lot. And one of the things I learned is what I call my blockage theory. It applies to cancer and every disease. When you get sick in an area, the area is blocked. Now, it might be the blood flow, which takes nutrition in and removes waste. It could be lymphatic flow. It could be the nerve impulses to that particular area or organ of the body. It could be what the Chinese call qi or the Japanese call ki or the Indians call prana, life energy. It could be emotional or spiritual blockage. All I know is when an area of your body is sick, it is blocked. I saw that with every patient. And to get that area unblocked and bring life back to it will heal the disease. So when we get back to this area, when we go on the start, I'm going to give you a lot of areas to unblock. But resting doesn't just make you rust, it makes you rot. It makes you grow cancer. Cancer won't grow in an area that is totally free and the energy is moving and it's not stagnated. Cancer only grows in areas that you're rusting and that there is some physical, emotional, or spiritual blockage. If I could come up with one thing I thought was, you know, breast cancer, we have such a high rate with women. I think one of the greatest contributors to that is the bra. And I know, okay, this isn't some like flashback to my 60s Woodstock thing here. Okay. I'm just saying that it creates massive lymphatic constriction. You know, if you get bit by a rattlesnake in the hand, you don't have to put that handkerchief around like in the cowboy movies and twist a stick on it till you cut your circulation off to your hand. That's blood. You just have to do a lymphatic constriction, which is just a light depression. Keep the lymph from taking that rattlesnake venom. A bra is a lymph constrictor for your underarms, for your whole lymph nodes, to your breasts. Tight clothing is a lymph constrictor. In a clinical level, you have to look at what is going on and why are all my ladies developing breast cancer. And certainly there are food reasons for it. And certainly there are elimination reasons for it. But there are also like physical structure reasons for it. And and I'm going to talk about more of those coming up. But I had to mention the bra my wife made me. Let's talk a little bit before we Because this afternoon we're going to go into the healing aspects, but I'd like to finish up the don'ts with the emotional side. In my clinic, Dr. Christopher used to say, Dr. Jensen used to say, Dr. Bernard Jensen, I interned with him. I don't know how many have heard of him, but he wrote 600 books on health. He's a great guy. He just had cancer and he just beat it. Wonderful, wonderful man. He said the hardest thing to get a patient to do in your clinic was to get someone to eat right. Dr. Christopher, who I apprenticed with and spent years with, said, no, the hardest thing to do to get a patient to do is to clean their bowels. Well, in my clinic, I think the hardest thing to get a patient to do was to love themselves. So I want to tell you a little bit about what we have to stop doing emotionally if we want our cancer to go away. In one of the fashion magazines I just read, 1,000 women were polled. And they were asked if they liked the size and shape of their breast and the placement of their nipple. Simple question. All 1,000 answered that they were unhappy with the size and shape. Yeah. You know, breasts are one of my favorite parts. I don't know. I love them. I mean, one of my favorite shows on TV used to be Breast. I mean, is it? How can we expect to be healthy with a negative self-attitude? Do you think there's any correlation between that breast attitude and the reality that breast cancer is the number one cancer with women today? What are we doing emotionally to ourselves? I had a lot of women that play in swimsuits on TV in my clinic, and let me tell you, they were not very healthy. Most of them were getting tissue sucked out of one part of their body and implanted into another part of their body. I used to say in my clinic that when my patients died, we shouldn't bury them, we should recycle them because there was so much plastic in their body. I've got this magazine on the plane. I always bring one magazine that I made a few notes on. But this one happened to be... They'll be the next to sue me. One of the ways I'm going to help you heal any disease or your cancer or help others to do that, you got to read between the lines, guys. You got to read between the lines because there's so much crap out there. Here's our People magazine, Surviving Breast Cancer, including stories from and eight others. Look, you have nothing in common with these people, I can tell you. I know half of them. You got to read between the lines. You know, there was a diet out recently called the million copies sold immediately. It was big all over America. Wrote the book. It says in the back that if you, can't do the diet, if you don't cook, that's okay. He doesn't cook either. You go to fast food, you know, hot and juicy, that's okay. And then eat the hamburger, just throw the buns out. You wouldn't want any fiber. You wouldn't want to be able to poop, right? eat the hamburger, throw the buns away. If you want at home, all the TV dinners were fine. He said at the end, if you wanted, you could even have ice cream, beer, Boston cream pie, and a bar. They were all on the program. This to me seemed like a perfect food program to give yourself cancer. Does anybody in here know what does for a living? He develops chemotherapy delivery systems. You know how I know that interesting, detailed, secret research? It says it on the back cover of the book. Open it up, read it. About develops drug delivery systems, chemotherapy delivery systems. And now he just wrote a wonderful book to show you how you can use his system, right? We have to read between the lines. Education. I had to get my patients to develop a natural healing filter in their head because the mass of information is awesome. It's mind-boggling. You have to begin to think, because if you can't, you're going to believe that a pill is going to cure your 50 years of cigarette smoking, and it won't. You have to read between the lines. Let's read between the lines a little in here. Special report, breast cancer. Cancer's likeliest victims, breast cancer's likeliest victims are over 65. Sure, the longer you're on this planet, the older you get, the more you have to really watch and take care of yourself. Hey, let's face it, guys. Life is a terminal disease, if you want to look at it that way. And we're all going to die in here. I'm not trying to cheat death. I'm just trying to help you have a longer, healthier, happier, blissed out life. That's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So they say that the likeliest victims are three. Over 65... If you have any relatives with cancer, well, that's hard not to have these days, is it? Everybody's got a relative who had cancer. Or have been exposed to excess estrogen, which is a cancer fuel. Okay? Excess estrogen, a cancer fuel. Well, how would we be exposed to excess estrogen? Well, they tell us right here. Because the women either menstruated too early, began menopause later, were never pregnant. What about putting it in your mouth? They never mention that. They never mention that the majority of women in America over 50 are on estrogen. They never mention that the majority of women in America under 50 are on birth control pills. They never mention that these Americans are eating 12 cows and 12 pigs are eating growth hormones. Whoops, they just forgot. It must be because you menstruated too early or you went into menopause too late. They never touch the issue that there's a high blasting of estrogen into the human body in every woman in America with pharmaceutical drugs. Never touched it. Then they show a box of in someone's hand like it's candy. Let's keep looking here. Let's get physical, physical. Let's get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk. Body talk. Her body talked to her. It says, hey, I know it's kind of my fantasy. I'm going to be a star one of these days. She says, I had to get over my fears of getting old. I had to get over my fears of getting old. We're going to talk about that in a second. And I'm not picking on these people much. Man, she killed millions probably. Maybe more than Hitler with her cooking show. At least gave him cancer, right? I love it. She's sitting here after her stroke and her cancer, looking like she's dead from the waist up. And next to her, she's got a bowl of fruit. I never saw that crap on her show. I never saw any fruit on her show. If there was, she would have flambéed those damn bananas right there, I can tell you, and put a pound of sugar on them. The one show I saw her, she took a duck, and inside the duck put a pheasant, and inside the pheasant put a hen, and inside the hen stuffed an egg, and then cooked it for a year and sawed it up. And, you know, I think it was called How to Make Yourself Get Cancer by Eating My Food Program. I'm not surprised that she had cancer. I am surprised she's still alive. My God, I'm not so sure she is. Here's the race for the cure. Stop the disease, race for the cure. Hope at last, hope at last. And all these people smiling. What does that make you think? Hope at last. But at last we have hope. Successful new drug therapies and improved surgical techniques raise the possibility that breast cancer may someday be cured. Now, what the heck does that say? It says, hope at last, new successful drug therapies and improved surgical treatments raise the possibility that maybe someday you could be cured. That's like me holding a gun to your head and pulling the trigger and going, well, there's a possibility that maybe I didn't put a bullet in this thing. You know? I mean, how much faith would you have in that before you tackled me to the ground? Successful drug therapies, that means they work. Improved surgical techniques, that means they're better. Raise the possibility that someday you'll be cured. What they're really saying is the successful new drug therapies and improved surgical techniques don't work, right? Read between the lines. It's right here, magazine, page 68. They'll be the next to sue me. But see, that's what I talked about, the politics of this. Because people might come to you and say, hey, look, these new successful, there's hope at last, the new successful drug therapies, they're improving the surgical techniques. Now they use a little knife instead of a meat cleaver. It's all better now. And what you have to say is, no, it says that there's a possibility that someday you could be cured. Right now, they're still poisoning you and hacking you apart. Medical advances. Ooh, this one's good. Medical advances. Come on, let's try to give medicine some credit here. Drug therapies, tamoxifen, the number one drug for breast cancer. The number one drug. And tamoxifen is also going to be started in the year 2000 prophylactically with American women. It says tamoxifen halves the risk of getting breast cancer. Yes! Yes! Oops, it says it also does double the risk of getting uterine cancer. It says it right here. Medical advances. Are they serious? I mean, do they really think we're this stupid? Yeah. Here's another one. It says it reduces your breast cancer risk, but can cause blood clots, the number one cause of death in America. So it's going to reduce your risk of the number two cause of death, but increase your risk of the number one cause of death. Are they really serious? I don't know who reads this and doesn't go, ha! But apparently a lot of people. And then what is in the back? Okay, so this magazine is all about, I mean, it's probably published by what, the Pharmaceutical Products Press? It's telling us about breast cancer, the new improved medicines and improved surgical techniques that don't work. And what's the biggest article in the back I could find? Secrets. Want recipes for America's fast food favorites? This guy wrote a book and it tells you how to make deep dish pizza and breakfast burrito at home. Now, this is a cancer issue, folks, and we know that the milk has chemicals in it that are carcinogenic. We know that there's nitrates right here in this pepperoni pizza that the American Cancer Society here says in their warnings, don't eat salt-cured, smoked, and nitrate-cured food. It gives you cancer. And what are they showing us in here? How to make ourselves food at home that gives us cancer. And look at all this food. It's endless. So what kind of message do you get when you read any magazine out there? I didn't research for this one. I just picked it up. was on the airplane. The message I get is, cancer's being licked, guys. Cancer's being taken care of. There's new powerful drugs. There's new surgical techniques. There's new chemotherapy drugs that we're going to use prophylactically. So go home and enjoy yourself and make some at home. This is the message I'm getting from this magazine, and it's the message that all the people in America get. Hey, here's one on Halloween candy. You know, Americans spend more money in the week of Halloween on candy and costumes than for nutrition in the whole year in America. Kids won't eat what they can get in my house, but hey, I keep trying to package it better. Here's something on here. It says, a star-studded tribute to a great body of work. Yeah, a great body of carcinogenic chemicals. Weightlifters, bodybuilders, take growth hormones and steroids, and all end up with cancer. Bodies fall apart. It's died on the table twice. They didn't mention that here in the fine line. No one wants to talk about that, do they? Never use steroids. I mean, please, guys. You don't get ripped like that without being on the juice. She lied. He lied. He was on the juice. A lot of people theorize that the reason he was on the juice is what might have happened. Nobody knows what happened. Heck, the helicopters were over my house, and I don't know what happened. But when you're on the juice, when you're taking testosterone and steroids to build your body unnaturally, like our athletes do. I mean, come on, get real. You can't play and be competitive at professional sports in America without drugs. Doesn't everybody know that? I mean, come on, in the Tour de France bicycle race, the top 12 finishers tested drug positive to ride a bicycle. We're not talking about football or basketball or baseball. How do you think they keep hitting more home runs and breaking the records? More push-ups? I mean, come on, guys. It's drug warfare out there in professional. And we got to stop having these people be our idols and looking up to them and letting our children think, hey, these are great people because they're made on drugs. Thank you. When you use testosterone or when you bodybuild, or you are in an athletic competition using growth hormones, you have to stop them because they'll kill you and give you cancer. And when you stop them, for men, you can't get an erection. And that causes problems, and so then you take more to get an erection, but when you stop them, you can't get an erection. And then he thought that to solve that, he'd marry a 18-year-old girl. And of course, him without an erection didn't work, so you take the juice and you get an erection. But the only problem with the juice is you're like a black widow. You want to mate, but then you want to kill him afterwards. That's what happens on steroids. I go in the gym. Hey, I know, I work out with the big boys. And when you go in there and they're on the juice, you go, hey, can I use that weight? And they go, here! And they discus throw it to you and they go, don't ever talk to me when I'm training. That's when I know they're on the juice. And these guys go on the juice when they have to do a movie. And when the movie's over, they go off the juice. That's the reality here. You know, my clinic was in Hollywood in Malibu. And I have to bring this up because it's a mindset. Healing ourselves of cancer. It's very important to understand the psychology of the world out there. When I first started my clinic in the 70s, the average age of a print model was 21. When my clinic was closed in 94, it was 15. I've estimated that by the year 2030, there'll be sperm on the cover of Vogue. We're going backwards. What's the point here? The point is that what the typical middle-aged woman in America is using for a role model is a prepubescent young girl. And you know what? You're going to look at that, and then you're going to look in the mirror, and you're not going to like yourself. And if the old man sees the magazine, he's going to say, "Hey, honey, why don't you look like this?" We have to create new positive role models. But see, this dissection, I call it a natural healing filter. All of you have to develop this. This is part of healing cancer. You have to be able to easily, you think that bull was easy to pick out, but it takes a trained eye. And it's all right there in front of you. It's just most people see the other stuff. Most people see the bigger letters that say, "We've got a cure." When you have a thought, any thought, your brain creates chemicals. You know how you feel when you're in love? When you're blissed out? What that feels like in your body? You have a physical feeling, a physiological feeling. And how about when you're enraged and you wish you had little lasers on the steering wheel of your car to wipe out all those people in front of you? Or when you're really angry at someone, do you know what that feels like to hate? Feels different, doesn't it? Those are called neuropeptides or brain chemicals. Neuropeptides attach to and dock with all your immune cells. That's known now. The neuropeptides attach to all your immune cells. So every time you have a thought, you create chemicals in your body and they attach to your immune cells. Now it is known that your immune cells are getting orders from these neuropeptides. That your immune system is listening and reacting to your neuropeptides. It's listening, your immune system is listening to and reacting to your emotional dialogue. Recent studies in the last 6 months show that the neuropeptides are actually helping direct the immune cell's response to a cancer cell. Okay, the neuropeptides, the thoughts you have in your brain, create chemicals, neuropeptides that go to an immune cell and sit on it and around it and direct its ability to destroy cancer. So what kind of neuropeptides do you have in your body? Ones that don't like your breasts and your nipples and your self-image, or ones that love you? Remember I said cancer? Remember I said that everybody in here, according to most doctors now, has cancer? The only difference is that all of us have an immune system that is eating it up. Those that have cancer that metastasize or develops, their immune system isn't eating it up. What is wrong with the neuropeptides that are sitting on those immune cells that are supposed to be killing the cancer? Maybe they're giving the wrong message. Maybe you are giving the wrong message. There's no such thing as just a physical disease. I never saw it in my clinic, just a physical disease. If we could live just physically, we could cut off our head, but the French with the guillotine proved that doesn't work. Okay? There is a physical and an emotional and a spiritual body here, and they are all involved in disease, and they are all involved in health. And to help my patients heal themselves of cancer, it wasn't just a food program, and it wasn't just a bowel program, and it wasn't just a movement program, but they also had to get right between the ears. Even Dr. Jensen told me many years ago, I said, "What do you think about that helped heal your patients?" And he said, "Well, a big part of it was my colonics and my Kalima board." He goes, "But all my patients also needed a colonic between the ears." And that's his way of describing that. There's a cancer personality type. We know that the type A personality type, the person that's more aggressive, more challenging, more competitive, more high driving, is a heart attack type, a heart disease type. And then there was a type B personality, but now there's a new type of personality that psychologists talk about called a type C personality, which they say creates cancer. And they say that the type C personality people are the nicest people in the world. They're always smiling, even when it's a fake. Oh, that's wonderful. False people, fake smiles. You know, England has a lot of them. My wife's English, so I can pick on her. I go to England and I'll sit with people and, you know, we'll have a meal. They're complaining about the tea's cold and the food's cold and this is hot and it should be wrong and the place is dirty. And then when the waiter comes up and says, is everything okay? They go, oh, it's lovely. Oh, it's just wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, it's great. Just great. They look like Julia Childs.